time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Dolphins on Thursday night.
Lamar, it didn't look like you had missed 30-some days. Did it feel like that out there?
Yeah, a little bit. I just said this out there. I missed a pass to bait, like the first drive, so it was going through my mind the whole game, but yeah, it's cool. We got dubbed.
What was going through your mind? Just like that you hadn't played well, you had to shake it off, or what was going through your mind?
I just wanted to put points on the board. You know, I didn't want to start off too slow, you know. After that play happened, I was ready to go. It kind of tipped me off a little bit.
How much did your scramble the first drive of the second half, and you kind of took off on that third down pickup, how much did that kind of help get you guys going either?
You know, I actually thought that was a lineman that was chasing me. That's why I wasn't really going. Then when I found out it was a linebacker, I'm like, I should have took off for real, but I feel like it helped out a little bit, you know, got us going, and I think we capitalized, scored another touchdown after. Yeah.
Mark, you found the field, though. I mean, you wanted, I'm sure you want to be out there, you're watching your team, and then you finally get out there in your first game back, you throw 4 touchdowns.
It's awesome. Like you said, you know, I just wanted to get out there with my guys, texting the game, you know, but unfortunately I couldn't. But it's just great to be back, man. Like I said, get a dub.
Mark, what did it look like that third down to likely a little short past the first half? They kind of have a hold of you when you scramble away, and it looked like you kind of pulled away, and obviously you were able to make the throw. Did that kind of feel good given the, you know, the hamstring injury and all that before?
Yeah, it felt great. It felt great. I didn't have any problems. I was feeling good out there.
Halftime, you guys started fast, came out, scored. Was there a shift that occurred, like during halftime, a message, or did you just feel more comfortable?
I just felt a little comfortable, and our guys was just ready to score. You know, shout out to the offensive line; they did great. All phases, all skill position, and our running backs; those guys were just locked in and wanted to put points on the board because we only scored twice first half.
How big were the tight ends? I mean, huge. I think Mark Andrews, Charlie Colin,
Isaiah
Likely, he had some big plays too.
Yeah, played a huge game for us. Like you said, all of those guys, Charlie, Mark, Likely, man, they do it all. Block, catch the ball, run sometimes, you know. Shout out to those guys, Lou. They played a wonderful game.
Mark, you're talking about the first throw to Bateman on third and like 3 on your first
yeah.
drive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't like that. He beat him. He beat the receiver, and we was doing that the whole week in practice. I don't know. I tried to do a drop a little bit, so mechanically, I feel like that's why the ball was off.
Do you feel the momentum of this team building a little bit? I mean, it was only 6 days ago when you guys were 1-5, and there were questions about your health and your status. Can you feel it in the locker room and even on the practice field that the team's starting to gather some momentum?
Yeah, I mean, it's do or die, you know, win or go home. And usually, you know, we start off winning games, and we never be behind, but right now we're behind, and we all got to step it up.
Your guys' season will be over in any way, but you saying this is kind of do or die if you guys lost tonight?
No. Like I said, we locked in. You know, we knowing it's do or die, got to go out there and play football. We can't worry about mistakes, you know, because mistakes happen. You're in the NFL, things like that are going to occur, but we just got to move on and keep doing what we're doing.
2 more.
Lamar, I know you want to get a win no matter what, but how nice was it to get one here in South Florida? I think Zay had like 60 or something people here just doing that with your teammates.
I was hoping he got in the end zone. But last time we played down here like 2021, Thursday night. Yeah, because I think we played Minnesota, then played the Dolphins, and we lost. So we wasn't trying to let that happen again. Some of the guys was on the team, but I just felt like I couldn't lose this game, you know, coming down here and performing in front of the crowd again. But shout out to everyone on our team because we got the dub.
How many people
did you? That I know of? I don't know. I believe I seen some familiar faces when I was just out there. So, but I don't know. I wasn't worried about that. I was trying to win.
All right, thanks, Lamar.
All right, John.